Hello, sir. My name is Drake.
What the fuck? Let's go.
Yo, it's the Warzone Gamer Podcast. Ha ha. Today is. It's just a day.
It's a May 26th, the week before E3.
Hey, hold on. Let's just switch it up for a second. How about you open up the show? Let's switch it up a little bit.
Hey there, people. Welcome to one of the greatest shows on this whole entire universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Drama Setter. I'm just taking over for Warzone Gamer.
Yeah.
This is going to be me tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be big. Right, Drama Center? I'm Warzone Gamer. Ain't I cool?
I'm going to take the spotlight for tonight.
All right. This is a two-man podcast tonight.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's gonna be
unfortunately,
cool.
You know, Spooky can't be with us.
technical difficulties.
Yeah, lots of technical difficulties and everything, but hopefully he'll be here for next week.
Yeah, it's gonna be major next week.
Yeah, it's like the World Super Bowl of video games.
Oh man, can't wait.
It's gonna be the best and everything. And a lot of news came out today, and a lot of news are coming out of the woodwork out of nowhere, but we here to bring it to you. It's the one and only Drama Setter. I'm the new evil genius for today. Matter of fact, I'm the new evil genius from this point on.
Hell yeah, that's the new evil genius.
And to my right, left, up, down, it's the man himself, Warzone Gamer. So, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah. I'm coming from all directions, nigga.
That's the man right there. And, you know, thank you for showing us support on the website. How the numbers doing for the website?
Oh man, it's looking great, man. Thanks for all the support. We've been actually killing them because I've been fucking doing this shit fucking. Yo, I'm sorry for just cutting this off. Yo, you guys see this shit on? I'm sorry for messing up the podcast. This is like the most funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. They showing this Mexican guy on Cops, right? He keeps showing the officers that he has a razor blade in his mouth, right? So he's taking it out, and he's showing them, hey, I got a razor, right? So on one of them, he takes it out, and he goes to try to put it back in his mouth, and the cop takes his fucking his flashlight and smashes his whole hand, and it cuts his mouth, the razor. I was like, oh, shit. Yo, he ripped his fucking face open. Oh.
It's so crazy.
Yo, he busts his mouth open. Look at him. Oh man. But getting back to the show, man, that's like some random shit, but that shit is funny, yo. Fucking you seen it?
I tried to. I don't know what's up with my G4. Video, I just picturing that shit in my mind right now.
Yo, he smashed that dude's fingers in, yo. They show the blade on the floor. You see the blade all bended and shit. Oh fuck.
You know, he cut his gum with that, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. They taking us to the ambulance right now. Oh, look, he's leaking stuff.
Oh, man. Why is my G4 not working?
Oh, man. But, yeah. Thanks a lot to those viewers checking out the site, checking out the Justin TV. Basically, I've been there just giving marathons of E3, the old E3s. And it's crazy because, like I said, it's just, I'm amping everybody up, you know what I'm saying? Promoting the site there. We're doing big. We're doing good, you know what I mean? Basically, you know what I mean? Like, E3's here. It's coming. It's here. You know what I'm saying? Let's open up the show the right way. It's the Warzone Gamer Podcast, May 26, 2009. It's a week left, baby.
That's it, man. Can't wait.
A week left. I'm pumped like a... You know, yeah, yeah.
Oh man!
So yeah,
incredible.
It's gonna be sick, man. I guess let's kick it off with what you've been playing as usual. After that, we'll give you some MPDs and so on and so forth. Oh, Drama Center, what you been playing, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I said it to myself this week, and I'm real surprised with the Wii, because unlike last year where my Wii was actually collecting dust,
yeah,
this year has been blessing me with so many games, and I've been playing Punch-Out. That's the latest game I've been playing.
I mean, it looks good, man. Like, yeah, I see the commercial, and it reminds me of when I used to play Punch-Out for the Nintendo. It's awesome.
Oh, you're a big, big fan of Punch-Out.
Yeah.
You'll be happy to know that most of the characters, the most famous characters from that Punch-Out, is in this game.
Yeah.
With a few new techniques and everything. One of the good things that I like about this game is the fact that once you beat them the first time, they come back to get a rematch against you. But this time, for instance, you know that first guy that you beat that he has like 100 losses and one win, the Glass Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. This time he has a mouth guard on him, and he has like he's wearing like some kind of armor.
That's crazy.
So you got it. Yeah. So you basically got to strategize. Sometimes they're a little bit more quicker, or they pull off new moves and everything. And it's incredible though. I mean, replay value is incredible. They got semi achievements, as you want to call it. You do certain stuff like, knock the guy down 3 times in one round, and you get a pitcher, or you get a different closing for your characters.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
It's incredible.
I gotta give me a Wii, period, man.
Yeah. You definitely love that game. I try using the joystick and the nunchuck combo.
Yeah.
Wiimote and the joint. It works though, but it's one of those few games out there that feel real gimmicky. Like, it just doesn't feel too good. So
yeah.
I recommend for any people out there to just, turn the Wiimote sideways and play old school classic Nintendo way. It still works.
Same 2-button punch, right?
Yeah, same to two-button punch, not too much strategies, block, dodge, uppercut, same thing. Definitely good game, and as of now, that is the Wii game of the year, and I give that game a 5 out of 5, perfect score all the way. No complaints. The difficulty level is good. It's hard. It gets progressively hard, and when they rematch you again, it gets even more harder. So definitely will give you a bang for your run for your dollar. It's real good.
I got to check that out. Got to check it out. Yeah. As for me, let's see. I've been playing a little bit of Sonic the Hedgehog on the iPhone.
Wow. Oh, how is it?
I don't know. It's good, but like I said, if they had some control pads on there, like, I understand, touchscreen is the way to go or whatever, but I don't know. It just feels funny in your hand. It's not as responsive as if you had a real actual control in your hand. Mm-hmm. And actually, with this Sonic, they fucking only have like one button, and that's the jump button. And I don't know if you guys remember that if you used to press down on Sonic, you press the down on the D-pad, and you start pressing the A or the B button, you start spinning, charging up. And with the iPhone version, you can't do that. So that kind of knocked me off. And I don't know. I just been playing a little bit of that. And like, I don't know, it's just doesn't feel like the look of it is still classic Sonic, but the control scheme is not all that. So
most likely it's just like one of those games that one of those classic games that should just been stayed on a console, then ported over to the iTunes.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why, like, if I was to give it a review as of now, I'd give it a 2.5 out of 5, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just feel like they could have did a better job with the control scheme.
I gotta check that out too.
Yeah. That's all I've been rocking with now. Other than that, that's about it. Like, I haven't got anything really new. So, well, no companies have sent me anything. So.
Oh, the companies are coming out. I see a Terminator game coming in the horizon.
Ugh, that garbage. It's only.
How about you talk about the Infamous demo?
Oh yeah. Awesome. That game is gonna be so hot when it comes out. Wait, it came out today.
It comes out exactly the 26th.
Today it's out. So if you don't got it, get it, because the game is awesome. Tell you about it. Like, I played the demo. I haven't played the actual game. But it is, from what I've played, the 15 minutes of gameplay that they gave you with the demo, It's definitely a must buy. And when I do get the money, I will be buying that game. I will be buying it.
The game is incredible. I love that whole comic book feel to it. And the fact that he climbed the wall like Spider-Man. And at times, even Excel Spider-Man, like, it's really good. Like, the way he just move around. And, oh, man.
Yeah.
Zev, definitely something different. Definitely yeah, something different. It, now, it, I got to see videos of the other game that's coming out that looks like a prototype.
Prototype. I don't know. Yeah. For me, though, Prototype is going to be one of those games where it's going to get a buzz off the hype, off people hyping it up. But as far as it goes, as it getting some type of, how can I say it? Like, I don't know. For it getting its own type of, how can I say it? Like a 5 out of 5, it won't get it. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. All right.
And, I don't know. I just feel like with that game, it's going to be like maybe a button masher. It wouldn't be something where people would just want to be on some, yeah, I'm just going to fucking play this game 100 times, get all the achievements because it's a cool game. I don't know. I don't see it as a cool game. I just feel like they're painting it to be an overhyped game.
That's what I think it's going to be one of those games that, or it could be the other way around, though. But, I don't know. Have you ever played Crackdown? Are you a track Crackdown?
Yeah. I actually bought Crackdown like a dumbass because if you remember, there was a beta that came out with that game for the Halo. I bought that game thinking that you was gonna get the beta right there and then, and that was a no.
And you know, I mean, far from some people's reviews, like they really appreciated the game, but it was one of those games that was like below the radar games. And I feel like Prototype could fall into that category, too.
Yeah.
The game could be really good, but it's going to be below the radar. Because, honestly, I mean, what makes Infamous unique is this the whole aspect. It looks like you got a bigger story to tell, you know, a bigger story to tell behind than Prototype. Prototype is set, you know, New York City, Destruction. Yeah. We played those type of games before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, recently I played Legendary for the Xbox.
Yeah.
A few months ago, and you know, it's big destruction. How many times are you gonna see the Empire State Building fall down?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This one's actually cool though. I love this Prototype, and I will be picking it up soon.
You're gonna pick up the Prototype?
Yeah, I will be picking it up soon.
All right. I don't know. Like people got their different feels on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happens from there?
Yeah, we gotta see. We're so gonna see. And you know what? We're gonna listen to some music while we see.
Hey there, Steven.
Hey there, Steven. Yeah, but, yeah, that's what we've been playing. You know why? Because we so rock. Yeah, let's just kick it off with, you want to say trailer of the week?
We go for that.
Yeah, let's hit off with trailer of the week.
Call of Duty 4. Modern Warfare 2. Is that the right title, or is it just Modern Warfare 2?
Nah, I think it's just Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2, right? Yeah. Wow, man. I mean, incredible. Incredible. And I'm not too big on the graphic department. Like, I really not into the graphics, but if you see the gameplay in this trailer, you can't even distinguish the difference between the cutscenes and the gameplay itself. It's that good.
That game will be amazing when it comes out.
And for those people out there who actually, you know, went through the short four or five hour long campaign mode, unfortunately at the end, Dimitri, which is like the ultimate bad guy, you know, of all video games, this the guy was an ass or whatever. He killed his own father for to be supremacy and everything.
Yeah.
At the end of this one, he actually gets killed, but so you think.
Yeah.
And he actually survived, and now he's out to revenge. So basically, the same characters that compelled you from the first part is coming back from the second part.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
when I seen that trailer, all I could think was, like, wow. The game looked amazing, period. Mm-hmm. That's all I could say was, wow. That's the game?
Mm-hmm. It's the fact that I'm underwater stage. They're going to be Brazil in the mountains, the snow, with the jet ski, with the snow skis. Wow, it's just, wow.
It's going to be crazy.
And so much I heard about the game. I mean, I've been, what I read lately is that the game is actually going to be broken down to two parts. And kind of like Warzone game brought it to my attention. I believe it was Killzone or Resistance. That's like that. They got the one line, the one player campaign mode. Then they got the multiplayer campaign mode. So basically getting two stories in one.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's really, really cool. And this time they actually listened to the fans. So they actually opened up the forums and the fans demanded this, the fans demanded that. And that's what we basically got. And they said from here on out, if, you know, Modern Warfare 3 comes out, Part 4, it's strictly us. They're going to hear us out.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, I mean, judging from the trailer, I mean, it's just incredible, man. It's just incredible. And I actually had somebody, coworker of mine, that just really wasn't feeling the trailer.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, you sure you were looking at the full 2-minute trailer? He's like, yeah, he's a big COD4 like fanatic. But I guess, you know, those people are like the people like the Gears of War fans.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to move on to the next thing because they're so used to, you know, the first part.
Yeah.
It looks incredible, though. Incredible, incredible.
All I can say is, I just my pants when I seen that. Oh, man. It was awesome. Oh, man. It's your show. Yo, that game is going to be the shit. And I wouldn't doubt if it falls in the category of game of the year, man.
Yeah, I mean, already it's just by looking at the trailer alone, it just looks like it has GOTY written all over it, man.
It's got jizz all over it. All right. Kev's got a my cousin Kev. He's got a real crush on COD.
He's a real loser.
He totally loves it. But Drama Center, do you have some rumor control for us this week, or we're gonna save that big job for Spookinator when he gets back next week?
Yeah, I guess we're just gonna just take that out for this week.
All right.
We're taking it out for this week. This massive news that we got for these people. And then a lot of them are even better than the rumors.
Yeah, you know, because rumors are just rumors. They're never real anyway, right? Oh, shit, I lied. That rumor we had last week, it's true this week.
Yeah, a few rumors actually that we had last week actually came out to be true or false.
Yeah, and see, I should really work in the gaming industry, like really work in the gaming industry, because there's a rumor that we had spoke about last week, and we talked about the price, and I hit the nail in the coffin on the price. We're gonna talk about this a little later on, though. But I think you have a major job to do, sir.
All right,
and that's MPDs.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. And just on a side note, I would love to give Warzone Gamer his own turban and a crystal ball, because this guy could predict the future, man. Yeah, not only the price market, it's a lot of other things, though, but we get into that later.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, so here are your top 10 games of the week. Nothing really changed from last week. Nothing really changed, so I'm going to just run it down. Coming in at number 10, Mario Kart DS. Number 9, the new Super Mario Brothers for the DS. Number 8, X-Men Origins Wolverine Uncaged Edition for the PS3. Number 7, Rhythm Heaven for the DSi. Number 6, X-Men Origins for Xbox 360.
All right.
Now, it's crazy because these games are actually, you know, between the sales between both of them.
Yeah.
They're actually neck to neck, though.
That's crazy.
Yesterday got 147,000, and the 360 got 154,000.
Look at that shit.
Oh, yeah, they're actually neck to neck and everything.
Now they can't say, oh, this one's selling more on this console when they're practically neck and neck now. And you can't even judge it on the install base anymore. So any company that sits here and says, yeah, I'm going to put it on this console because the install base is bigger. Listen, the install base might be bigger by, what, 5 million? But they're selling, like, if they stuck at the same, you know what I'm saying, base. You know what I'm saying, the same, the same base of fans and shit.
Yeah, because if you look at the sales for Resident Evil 5,
yeah,
compared to, you know, the PS3 version compared to the 360 version, Resident Evil already for the PS3 hit the 2 million mark. And 360 has been at the 1.8 million mark since last month.
Yeah.
So it just shows that, you know, it's just not even, it shouldn't even be more about that. It should just be more on this thing. Because there are certain games that might work more for the 360 than the PS3 and vice versa.
Yeah.
But games like that, it just shows, like, partly better controlling comes into play.
Yeah, and you should know about PlayStation's controls because we're classic when it comes to that shit.
Yeah, it felt good, man. I was playing those old school fighting games with you that day. It was just crazy.
Yeah, you already know the classic fighting games and shit. It felt so much better. I know it felt better for you too, man.
Yeah, honestly, it felt a shitload better, and it just felt good. And, like, I know for sure, like, once Marvel vs. Capcom 2 comes out next month.
Oh man, I can't wait, man. I will be buying that game for all three consoles.
For both system, BOFF, both.
What? Both systems. Yeah, man.
All right, man. All right, so your top five games. You really gonna love this Warzone gamer.
Oh yeah.
Pokemon Platinum for the DS comes in at number 5.
Oh shit.
Number 4, Wii Play. Number 3, Mario Kart Wii, which is still starting strong after a year and a half being out there, still going strong.
It's the only thing good to buy on the Wii, that's what. Besides Punch-Out now.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they got Punch-Out, and, you know, actually this game, I play more with this game than Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I really haven't been up on my Smash Brothers shit, but this game is really the best. Number 2, Wii Sports. And number 1, your favorite, Wii Fit.
Yo, how's that shit still selling?
That's what I'm saying.
And all this shit is just burnt up ideas from back in the days. Because remember that mat that you used to do the track and field with?
Exactly. And same thing with the Wii gun, with the Zapper. Yeah. Nothing's better than the classic Wii Zapper. I mean, the Nintendo Zapper, the original shit.
Yeah.
That one was, like, the best ever. But that's what it is. Exactly what you're saying. It's just like a bunch of rehash thing that's coming out now. And it's actually selling. So I can't hate on that.
Well, yeah, you can't knock what's making you money, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's just like, fuck it, man. I'm with you. I totally disagree on many levels on a lot of shit, though, but it's selling.
You can't do nothing about the sales. That's it. And all these fangirls keep bitching about how fucking my Nintendo's fucking up hardcore gaming. No, not really, but they do have their own fan base. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. And like I said, I'm real glad that within the last 6 months already, I've been blessed with 5 Wii games that was actually really good and really on a hardcore status, you know?
Yeah.
House of the Dead.
Mad World.
World of Force, Klonoa, Tales of Symphonia, and now this with Punch-Out.
Yeah, Punch-Out looked like it was promising and shit.
So, it looks pretty good. So, that I know you definitely like.
Yeah, you're right, Jizz.
All right, people. So, now let's go on to the Amazon top 10 sellers of the moment. I'm going to stress it like I do every week. This is updated every hour. So, here we go. Coming in at number 10.
Oh, word?
No, man. Yeah. I'm surprised too.
Nigga,
number 9. Oh shit, I didn't know that shit was gonna be there. Number
what?
8. Really?
I just think it's stupid, huh? Oh shit.
Number 10, the PS3 DualShock 3 wireless controller. They actually have this on sale for Amazon for $32.99 as of this moment, brand new.
Oh, I need it. Can you order that for me?
We could do that.
We can do that
if you want.
yeah, because I was gonna get a new one, but I didn't want to spend $50 on it.
Yeah, $50. It's just like, that's good for that price too.
Hell yeah.
Number 9, the Mario Kart Wii with the Wii Wheel. That's down to 45.99. Number 8, Punch Out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's down to 39.99. So people out there, pick that up, please. I can stress it.
If you go to Walmart right now, they actually got that game for like $48.
Actually, I seen cheaper. And
I mean, $38. Matter of fact, on Walmart,
I seen even cheaper.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then again, that kind of game you can see it for that price because it's not really, you know what I'm saying, blowing away like. You know what I'm saying? It didn't take them that long to develop that shit.
Exactly. You know, but this game, I can see this around the $50 mark for a very long time. But games like Mad World just recently got a price drop.
What?
Yeah.
Well, so I heard they needed it because of the fact that it didn't sell that well.
Yeah, poor sales. Poor sales.
That sucks.
Yeah, and that's going to fall into the category of a lot of games that are actually good for the Wii that's never going to have a sequel.
And you know what? These companies should see this and say, yo, these other two consoles have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That graphics, you know what I'm saying, that you could just download it onto a hard drive, port them shits over to, you know what I'm saying, as a downloadable game. Fuck that.
Port them over or put them on a retail disc with budget price, add new shit to it, and expose them to brand new gamers out there. Because I'm pretty sure if that game was coming out on all three systems, it would have sold well.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, like I said, you know, it's just like games like you know, games like Infamous and games like that, that a lot of people are scared to try new things in video games. Like, oh, I ain't gonna play that. That shit look, you know, it's just, oh, you know, it's too new for me. And these games are pretty good.
It's not even that. It's because the people who bought all them Wiis weren't hardcore gamers. Maybe the first 10 million people, maybe the first 5 million people were hardcore gamers. Well, all these new people that bought the Wii, those weren't fucking hardcore gamers. So, of course, you can see poor sales. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. I don't even know. That shit is nuts because that's a great game. Like, I've seen you play it, and I don't know. Like, shit is nuts, my nigga.
Yeah, it's just like, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's going at that in the House of the Dead. House of the Dead went down to 20.
That's crazy. And it looks like we have a late guest here, son.
We do. Is he in here?
Our late guest has just joined. Late guest, are you there?
Yo.
Yes. Spooky has made the show late, but it's all good because we're going to continue on for where we started off at. But give you a little shout out, Spook. How's it going, sir?
How's it going? I apologize I'm late. I got some shit going on. I'm in the process of moving, going back to New York within a week or so, and that's some shit going on with my sister, too. She's got her little ceremony going on with her graduation and shit, so.
Cool.
I had to go into that, but I'm here.
Yeah, we'll give you a rundown of what we've been talking about. We talked about masturbation.
So that's what goes on when I'm not around. That's fucking nasty.
No, we've just been talking about the poor sales of basically Mad World and how they're going to do a price drop on it. So we basically talking about how most of the people who bought the Nintendo Wii were people that were not hardcore gamers. Like,
right.
I'm saying the reason why these games aren't selling the way it's supposed to is because most of the people who bought Wiis this year or the last 2 years were people not like you, I, or Drama Center. And basically, it's nuts how this good game just gets shitted on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like, that's true. So a lot of people that are buying the Wii now, which is noobs, they've never picked up a system before in their life.
Exactly.
People are using it for workout systems or gym systems or just simply, you know, family gathering.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It
sucks, though. We may never see another sequel to this game. And as Warzone Game brought it up, you know, it'd be cool if they just branched it off into a different system. Into, you know, there's two other systems out there. Branch it off, put it as a downloadable game, or even as a retail disc, put it at a budget price. And new levels, enhanced graphics, and they'd be good to go. And I'm pretty sure the game would sell decent.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Let's see where it goes, man. Hopefully it all turns out to be good in the end.
Hopefully.
All right, man. Number 7, the Wii remote controller. Number 6, the Nunchuck controller. Number 5, the Wii. Number 4, the Wii Fit. Number 3, pre-orders for The Sims 3, which will be available June 2nd, 2009. And that's going for a price of $49.99. Damn, computer games are that expensive?
Yeah, it's still that expensive.
Wow. Infamous comes in at number two.
On Amazon?
On Amazon. And that's the game, that actually got the game for $49.99 this week.
What?
Yeah.
But that's pretty good. Is it free shipping and handling, though?
Possibly with the shipping and handling, it might come out to maybe 52 or 53 and change.
All right.
Yeah. And coming in number one, EA Sports Active for the Wii.
That's crazy. And
those are, yeah, nice. Those are Amazon thing. Let's just get into the game releases for the week. This isn't really that much out for any systems out there. A few noticeable ones for the 360 is the Wallace and Gromit. I don't know if you people are familiar with that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's episode one is actually coming out for the thing and for the Wii Space Camp. As far for the PS3, the PSN, and the PSP, they actually got a few games coming out for that system.
Yeah.
Of course, Infamous, as you mentioned, will be out. Is out today, as a matter of fact. So, people, pick that up. Play the demo first. But I don't think you need a demo to convince you to picking that up. It's really good.
This is the commercial alone sells. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That game looks crazy.
That game looked incredible, incredible. A new RPG called Cross Edge will be out. And a new action-adventure game called Damnation will be out. On the PSN side, a game coming out this Thursday called Trash Attack. And it will be available for the PSN for $5.99. And the PSP got another RPG coming out, Crimson Gem Saga. I actually played the first one for the DS. It was an incredible game.
Yeah,
this one I recommend this game for the people. It's just a remake of the DS thing, but I recommend it. It's that good.
That's crazy.
It's really, really that good. And as far as cheap ass sales for the week, nothing really big unless you're a Call of Duty fan and still haven't jumped on. Well, if you haven't jumped on a Call of Duty 4 bandwagon, you can actually get the game for $30 in Target this week.
And that's not bad.
Yeah, they also got for $37. They also got Street Fighter 4. Guitar Hero Metallica and Tom Clancy Hawks.
$37? Holy shit.
$37. Yeah, that's not bad.
For any system?
For any system, yeah.
That's crazy.
Best Buy is offering Resident Evil 5 for $50 and Chronicles of Riddick for $40 for those people that haven't picked those games up. And that Punch Out is actually a website called fries.com.
Yeah.
They're official. I bought from them before. They're real official and everything. They actually got Punch Out there for $27.95.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's a Memorial Day blowout that they had. They actually were selling 360s, the 60 gig.
Yeah.
Consoles for about, I think it was like $210.
Get out. Yeah.
Sold out like water, though. But
that's crazy.
Really don't know what's up with the crackhead prices, but hey.
Probably had them shits on stock for a minute.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And that's about it, yeah. It's not really that. For those people who haven't picked up buying the Commando for the PSN network, the 360 has it now for 400 Microsoft points. It's a good game for any old school gamer, and that's about it. That's all for the deals.
All right. Sounds pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty good. So for you cheap ass gamers, go out there, get this here. Oh yeah. Fucking
It's crazy.
We're gonna step into this. What else we got here? We got some news. Yeah, we're stepping some news. All right. For those of you who know, there's a little countdown going on Kojima's website. Every day they've been showing bits and pieces of puzzles that they got, whatever. And it kills me because one day it's a cloud, the next day it's rain or some stuff. And today it's Big Boss's face. Mm. Which I don't get what the clues are because it doesn't make any sense because you got clouds and then today you got this dude's face. Well, anyway, they're supposed to be announcing a new Metal Gear. A new MGS is supposed to be released revealed tonight. So I'm guessing keep your eyes open, drink some coffee, because supposedly they're supposed to be revealing a new MGS tonight. So let's see how
that
goes.
That's crazy.
All right. Yeah, I can't. If it's official that this is going to be another MGS, wow. It's going to be crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And I haven't even played the fourth one yet, and I'm already excited.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy, man. They're coming out with another one.
Well, we're gonna save the MGS talk for topic of the week. So all right. Stay tuned to cool. that.
Cool.
LucasArts announces new Star Wars Battlefront Elite Squadron on PSP and DS.
Wow. Oh, yeah, what? For the handhelds?
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, the first one was on PSP exclusively. Remember they came out the white PSP and shit?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay, Battlefront always been on a handheld.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that.
You know what I'm saying? So, so check that out. For you people who like Mafia 2, well, with the Mafia game and that Red Dead Revolver, you know, these games are coming out with sequels. Too bad you won't be seeing them till 2010.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They pushed them shits back.
That sucks.
You know what I'm saying?
That sucks. I was looking forward for that Red Dead Revolver too, man.
Yeah. Me too.
Fuck.
I never even played the first one. I'm totally hyped. Sony Computer Entertainment of America promises a fresh PS3 title to be revealed soon. And when they mean soon, in 5 days E3 will be here. So I'm guessing soon will be 5 days. So we got to see what Sony's going to bring to the table this time around. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping it's not a first-person shooter. You know what I'm saying? Don't be like Microsoft on this one. Don't try to do the whole Halo killer. You know what I'm saying? Just do your own thing. Stop worrying about that other company. They're going the right route right now for the fact that they got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, exclusives coming out for their console. Just keep that coming, and you're going to have more people talking about y'all. Moving on. Watchmen, the Blu-ray DVD, will include the full game of Watchmen. So if you guys remember, there's a downloadable game called Watchmen on your Xbox 360 and your PSN or whatever. You could go out and buy the Blu-ray and get, you know what I'm saying, both for the price of one, the movie and the game.
That's incredible.
I don't know if the game ties up with the movie, but yeah, check that out.
I think they should start doing that for a lot of these games that come out. And, you know, because normally movie-based games flop on systems.
Well, this is a thing that Sony's been trying to, well, not trying, but they want to do this because, like, basically they have so much space on a Blu-ray that they want to do this right here. Basically pack up games with the DVD or whatever it is.
Okay.
Because it makes sense. It would just make sense to fill that extra space up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just there's a lot of studios that aren't trying to give up the rights. And you know what I'm saying? Like, for them to break the money halfway is just a lot of business shit that they have to go through before they try to do some shit like that. But, yeah. Check that out, whatever. But you were saying
they had
say
tried
something,
it
right?
before. Yeah, they had tried that before, but I forgot what game was it.
It was that that Chinese game, that guy.
Stranglehold.
Stranglehold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but look all at right. the game, Stranglehold. What
that game sucked.
It was actually, it was all right, but I don't know.
I felt like I regretted buying that game. I just played like the
first you bought that. Yeah, you fucked up. That was a rent.
First 10 minutes into that game, and I just stopped playing. I fucking hated it.
You bought it when it first came out, or you got a bargain?
Like, I got a bargain off of it.
Okay, all right.
That was like way back, but even still, it was a waste of fucking money. I could have actually spent it on something better. That game sucks.
Could have bought
all you could do is jump and shoot and just fucking slow motion throughout the whole game. Nothing else.
Dude, you could have bought a fucking girl for all that,
right? How about Kane and Lynch?
Oh, man. Fuck that game. Speaking of games, this podcast rocks. Xbox.
Yeah, I need to get UFC.
UFO, yeah. I seen one of them just the other day.
Yeah, like the flying elephant, right?
Yeah, the one you believe. Yo, this dude actually thought there was a flying elephant. This dude is crazy.
That's the power of weed, yo. I was high. Me and my brother-in-law, and he's sitting there on the mic on Xbox Live with Cool Kid, just straight saying, yo, there's an elephant right out the window. I see that nigga. He's flying. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, yo, it's all over the news. Yeah. I go to the news, and I ask him, yo, what happened? Oh, they let it go already.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude actually believes that shit though.
Man.
Yo, jumping off topic real fast. Y'all remember that movie, Scary Movies, right? The first one?
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, remember when they go into class and the dude is hitting the locker because he failed all his classes and the shit had all F's and it's just a dumbass on it?
Oh, yeah. Nigga said F. Is it dumb?
Yeah. Nigga stupid, yo.
Yo, remember yesterday with Bam? Ow.
Yeah, nigga jumped into a pond that had nothing but rocks and bust his head right open. Oh, man. Fucking, Microsoft and Xbox 360 are coming out with a bundle pack. A Gears of War bundle pack, that is. You ask why? I don't know. But basically, I'm guessing it's a standard 60 gig Xbox 360 bundled with both Gears 1 and 2. And, yeah, I don't know if they have a release date on it.
But sounds like a good deal.
They are talking about that Red Ring of Death system coming out with a bundle. Speaking of more bundles, Amazon UK, for all the UK people, thank you for supporting us. We love you. But, yeah, this is the news y'all get. Amazon UK reveals that Infamous will come out with a PS3 bundle. So check that out. Because the UK, you love Sony, and Sony loves you. And Infamous will capture you and love you as well. Check that game out, because the shit. And for my final news of the day, Resident Evil Director's Cut coming to the PSN. May 28th. That looks like Thursday, guys.
It's Thursday coming out, yo. Resident Evil was a classic, man.
That game was a classic. Because I'm doing 35. I'm doing 35. 35 pieces. That's no lie.
That's really 35 pieces in that shit? I want to know how much that gun costs, though.
$1
like a $3 box right there.
Nah, it's $1. Right? It's $1.
Is it still $1?
Yeah, okay. Trying to knock out the competition. Send us those checks, Orbit Gum.
Yeah. Stride is still the shit. Stride is, I love Stride.
Five.
Stride 5, yeah. They got like the best. Oh, the 5 gum, yeah. Is the 5 gum Stride or is that somebody else?
I don't even know. I know. It just says 5 gum.
I'll stick with my 35 cent Winifresh.
Nah, I don't know. Them shits waste faster.
Hell yeah. They make your breath sting too.
Right after a while, right?
Yeah, after a while, no, for real. It's like you get cotton mouth or something.
Speaking of cotton mouth, remember me, myself, and Irene when his mouth got cottoned?
Yeah.
He said, excuse me, do you have some water?
Oh, that shit was funny.
Do you have some?
You looked like you needed 3 gallons of water or something.
Yeah, excuse me. I had some water. I was like, what? This nigga got mad teeth and no mouth and shit. I was like, yo, that shit was phoned up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's my news of the week.
All right.
Love me or hate me, rape me or take me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, rape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now.
Rape me now.
All right. Let me just carry over then. Well, the cat's out the bag already. Microsoft have revealed on the Zune HD, something that we've been talking about. As a matter of fact, it was our topic for last week.
Yeah.
And it's actually coming out this fall, and it's going to go head-to-head with the iPod Touch. The pictures are all over the internet now, and it actually looks good. I mean, it's real slim, just like the iTouch, iPhone, whatever. And they're talking about that they're going to have the Zune Marketplace available on your Xbox Live. So whatever videos you have there or songs or movies downloaded, it will easily transfer into your Zune. They're not saying how much would it work. I mean, they're not saying how would it work, but next week at E3, they're going to have a press conference about that.
Oh, can't wait.
I wonder if they add Netflix to that, or if you can watch Netflix on the Zoom.
Probably in the future, but I doubt it for the fact that you don't know if this thing is going to have a phone connected to this, or it wouldn't make any sense to add Netflix to something that you can't watch on the go.
Right.
True. Because you need to be in an area, a Wi-Fi area, in order to stream it.
Yeah, basically.
So you won't be able to do that. Though, but it's going to be like an iTunes. Think of it as iTunes, their own version of it on your Xbox. Pretty cool, though, but they keep it ho-hum until next week.
That's the thing, though. If you own a Zune, if you go to Zune.com, they have their own version of an iTunes player, which you could download, and it's just like the iTunes where you just hook it up. Just put a, it's just basically iTunes, just saying Zune on your PC.
So I really, really don't know what's the big deal, but the thing looks, it's a big improvement over that big ass block they had before, though.
Yeah,
if you look, honestly, if you look at the pictures, it's real slim. It's real nice and sexy, though. But
yeah,
it has no buttons or anything.
I see that on the site. Looks nice.
But you know, how would it work as a gaming thing? Because the iPhone really, I mean, there hasn't been one game on iPhone besides that little airplane game that really blew me away.
Well, there's another one too. It's some other shit. It's cool. I'll put you on with it later on after the All podcast. Right. It's pretty cool. It's really addicting.
Yeah, and you know, if they're gonna put Halo on it, I mean.
Yeah,
how would the controls be for that? It's going to be hard.
That would be stupid.
Yeah, I mean, playing Resident Evil and Metal Gear on that shit is, I don't know, man. Let's see where they go from there. All right. Rockstar has announced the latest episodic DLC for GTA. It's going to be called The Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah.
People have seen his character, Luis Lopez, throughout GTA 4. And me and Warzone Game was talking about him before. It was a crazy motherfucker, though. And it's coming out for sure this fall. The price will be $20. And latest news is that it's going to come out on a standalone disc. So you won't need GTA 4 in order to play these games. So you're going to get the first one, The Lost in the Dam, and The Ballad of Gay Tony on one disc for $40.
Which is actually good, because that wasn't explained before. But it's actually good because you figure the first Lost in the Dam was how many hours? Like 8 hours to end?
Yeah, eight to 12 hours.
Yeah.
8 to 12 hours. 8 for, you know, expert players, like, you know, me and you, and then 12 hours for newcomers, or 15 hours for newcomers.
So you figure with this new one, it's probably gonna have an additional 8 to 10 hours too, so it's still more than what you get with a lot of these other games that are out here. Because what was it? The Terminator game was only 3 hours to beat?
Yeah. I can see that game coming out when it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD. They should definitely put that game out. I don't think that game is going to even sell that much.
That should be one that comes out with the Blu-ray. You're right, with the Blu-ray and the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a flop.
That'd be incredible right there. And, you know, I see, you know, with the talk about the next GTA with the downloadable content actually coming over to the PSN.
Yeah.
I can see the Game of the Year edition coming out by December. It's going to actually have all three parts into one disc for like maybe $40. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens from there. All right. For all you BioShock fans, yes, it's been dated. BioShock 2 is coming out for North America on November 3rd.
That's going to be a problem, because if you notice, they're coming out a week before Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just fuck up some news for you?
No. Not though, but you're absolutely right about that. Also, November is like Death Month. I mean, the next Call of Duty, the next Guitar Heroes,
Mag.
The next, you know, big franchise. Yeah. Then you got the new games like Mag coming out and all that stuff. So it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to, I mean, BioShock 2 is a big thing. I think they should have just kept it at the September release date.
Yeah.
You know, but there's still no official word that if it's either coming out for Microsoft or Sony, but one of them will have a time exclusive.
That's crazy.
More on that next week, yeah. So let's see what will happen with that next week. I think they should just release it. Let's be fair, you know?
Yeah.
Just release it.
Fuck that. That exclusive shit's getting gay. If you want to make exclusive shit, Let it be at your own branch. That's about it. That's the way I see it.
They have the Left 4 Dead. The Left 4 Dead is theirs. Just keep it like that. You know, like, the first-party games should be exclusive. These multi-platform games, I don't think there's no reason for a time exclusive.
Yeah.
There's really no reason.
I would love to see a Left 4 Dead on the PlayStation. And the reason why I say it's for the PlayStation people, too, because it's like, it's a great game. I love it. And it's like, you figure how many other people they'll catch as a bigger fan base on the PlayStation. Them same side of people, whatever.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so they should definitely think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your fanboyism away for a little bit. Put the swords away and port that shit over. Because the people who actually made that game, they actually dislike Sony as a company.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think it's just stupid. And they actually beefing with EA about that shit.
Isn't the people who made them are, because didn't the Orange Box didn't have the same problem with the PS3?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They had got a whole different other team, and the team that they had put to work on the PS3 version, they had just hired them or some shit that. I'm like, no wonder it was a shitty port.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were just being assholes about it. And that's the reason why they were saying the whole shit with the whole nonsense about Valve and all this shit, and EA talking about they were going to make the port themselves. It's just a whole bunch. I believe EA will make the port themselves, but it just shows you how much of a bitch that the people are, the Valve people, putting their fanboy shit into this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's stupid.
They'll eat the words later on. I mean, it happened to, you know, the giant that was, that is, still is Square Enix. And they say after they did it for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
That they were never going to do it on another Nintendo platform again. And, you know, lo and behold, they're still doing games for the DS and the Wii. So,
we'll
come back into play. I guess some people are just biased, or, like, as we were talking before, they're just scared to try out new things.
Can I pull up my jingle ball once again?
go ahead.
If you think about it, remember how they were saying there was a game that Sony was going to get to go multi-platform? I mean, not go multi-platform, but it was an Xbox exclusive that was going to come over to the PS3. Maybe it is that Left 4 Dead. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
Remember, there was a lot of buzz about it before.
They even had
a pricing on it. I think it was on Walmart, and it was quickly taken down.
Okay, so yeah, it could be in the process then.
So that could probably be something they announced for E3. You know what I'm saying?
As you mentioned, I will hold Soka. It is an incredible game, and
definitely
one of the best that came out last year.
I'm saying, well, all the DLC shit that's out now, put that shit on there. Put that shit all on one disc.
Yeah, and put a Game of the Year edition. Because I should have released that a couple weeks ago for the 360, the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they put all that in. And supposedly they fixed up the bugs, but them bugs are too funny. I'd rather keep my version.
They didn't fix those bugs up. I don't know.
Oh man, game's too incredible though. All right, the PSP Blue, those people who do have it, hold on to it and hold on to it tight, because as of this June, it will cease existence, therefore making it no longer available for the stores. So you're going to have what you have in your hands right now. If you do have the PSP Blue, which I believe is, what is it, the Madden edition?
Yeah.
Something like that. If you do have it, if you have a good copy of it, hold on to it. Chances are, a few years from now, it'll blow up, because they're actually selling, I think, a pink Game Boy Advance that they actually stopped making a few years ago, and they're actually selling that for about $500-$600 right now on eBay.
God damn.
Yeah, so people are really collectors. There's people out there that are really collectors, and this might just be a collector's item. You know how we American are.
And what's crazy, mind you, is a PSP.
Mm-hmm.
A handheld.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So you can imagine, it's just a color, different color, but people are really going to go out there and be like, oh shit, you know, you got a blue PSP. They don't make those shits no more.
All right.
On the steps of the developers for the Soul video game that's set to be released this fall.
Didn't Konami pick that up?
Yeah. Okay, Konami actually got the rights for the Soul. And I guess a lot of these game companies are capitalizing on, you know, the whole, you know, Japanese scary movie genre.
Yeah.
And they're going on with The Grudge now. It's going to be a Wii exclusive.
Oh, God. So now, but why are they picking movies? Just make a whole new script.
That's what with this one. That's what they're doing is they're basing it on a new script that happened after The Grudge 3. I didn't know The Grudge 3 ever came out.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so, it actually came out straight to DVD.
Oh, so they come in. Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I was like, the last one I remember was the one with the with this chick in it, Buffy.
Oh, remember that shit?
That she got, I think the horse was like riding towards her car. They started hitting her car or some shit. Yeah. Oh, was that the ring? I don't know. It was one of those. They all look the same to me.
The hell yeah.
The ring, The Grudge. I see that girl.
Oh, Microsoft is trying to be like that movie, son. The Ring.
What? Run. You see that ring? Run. Run to your nearest post stop.
Oh, yo, Microsoft, stay trying to take achievements, yo. That's mad. Yo, that's mad achievements.
Yo. Leave Microsoft alone, Sean.
Yo, what?
All right, a few pieces of final news. Last week I did mention about the Burnout DLC that's planned to hit this summer, and I promised you information, and new information came this week. It's official. It has official date, June 11th. And now, you know, with official news comes the rumors. This might be a free DLC.
Okay.
And, yeah, so what they're doing is basically adding new cars, new ramps. I mean, if you see the trailer, it's incredible. A new island. They just opened up a brand new island.
The new island?
Yeah, a new island. And and the cars, I mean, they have stunt cars. It looks like it's going to be like a big stunt park and everything. So pretty cool. Pretty good shit right there. One last final piece of news. Like, as I mentioned earlier, the Wii has been impressing me all this time now. And now they're coming out with the Metro Prime Trilogy, which is basically three games on one disc.
Does it have a new island?
It definitely does. The first two are basically Wii ports with, GameCube ports with Wii motion controllers and quote-unquote Metroid Prime achievements. And they will be out for your Island August 24th.
I hope it comes out to my Island.
It will definitely be out for your Those are my news for the week, man.
Oh, you didn't throw in that Tony Hawk shit, though, right?
No, that I think I'm going to talk about that after E3, because even after reading the various articles they got out there, I still don't get it. I have to see this at Emotion.
But you didn't give them the pricing on that shit, though.
Should we get into the pricing? Or people should...
Ah, fuck it. I'll tell them.
Go ahead. Tell them, Mr.
Mr. Cleo.
Genie. Mr. Cleo. The genie. Houdini. Evil genie.
Yeah. Basically, I was accurate. Last week, we were talking about pricing on that new Tony Hawk game. And I hit it right on the head. I said, that game's going to be $120 when it comes out. Hey, look. It was true. It's $120. Yep, yeah, $120. I hit it right on the head. So if you need anything answered, like if you feel like your girlfriend's cheating on you, and I'll tell you the answers. Just give me $20. $20 a minute. My time is expensive. And Spooky,
Miss Cleo.
And Spooky, start smoking that ganja.
I'm not even. I'm smoking a cigarette. To be honest, I would let you know I don't care, but I'm not smoking. I'm waiting.
Oh man, yeah. And basically $120 if you want to sit there and spend money on a board that you're probably gonna make your hospital bill bigger in. Yeah, go cop it. That's the game. That's the game for you guys.
I want to know who actually pre-ordered the game without seeing that shit in motion. Like,
yeah, fucking skateboarders.
Yeah, it's crazy because from what I read in articles and from what I understand is that game is half real, half imaginary. So most of those tricks that you gotta use your imaginary. I just don't get it. I gotta see this shit for myself.
Your imagination. But if you remember Tony Hawk 1, you did moves in there that were never possible in the real world.
Yo, you would have ended up with like only 7 teeth in your mouth and more broken bones than you even have in your body.
A backwards spine.
Or the backwards hand. The no calcium hand.
Ooh. See, in my island, we skateboard all over. Yeah. Well, that's your news of the week. We're going to step into topic of the week. And the topic of the week is Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Man. What's up with this fucking dude, Kojima? This is like a genius right here.
Mm-hmm.
Is the world ready for another Metal Gear Solid? Do you think the world is ready for another Metal Gear Solid?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. You didn't even play the last one.
I still want to play the last one, but I played everyone before that
one.
You
know what you need to do? You need to sell your Xbox, right? Get yourself a PS3. Get yourself Metal Gear Solid. And that's the only game you're going to need for a long time because the game is awesome.
Hey, I'm about to fire my shit up this week. Actually start playing that.
You will not regret it, dude.
It is Metal Gear. Like, the only one that I do regret playing is Metal Gear 2. And to this day, if I was to play Metal Gear 2, I would only play the first 20 minutes of it. Remember? Yeah. And then once it switches to Raiden,
yeah,
that's it. I'll just turn it off.
And I'm glad you speak about Raiden, because if you go to Kotaku.com, Kotaku send them checks. They actually have a countdown of their own on some magazine. Was that a magazine?
Yeah, Famitsu magazine.
Basically, there's a magazine there, and it's showing Raiden now on the picture. And you seen a little while ago. Matter of fact, it shows on one side of the page, it shows Raiden. On the other side, it shows Big Boss. And that's actually the clue that they have up right now. If you go to Kojima.com or Konami.com, it shows the clue, the countdown, and shows a clue of a picture in the background and showing Big Boss. And in this magazine, it's showing Big Boss, and on the left-hand side, it's showing Raiden. So I'm guessing later on, as the countdown exceeds itself, you might see Raiden in that picture. It's just all clues, but like I said, they said the announcement is supposed to be tonight, so I guess we'll have to wait tonight to see what's up.
What if it's a prequel?
That's what we were saying earlier, me and Drama Center. We were saying basically it could be somewhere between part 1 and 3. I don't even know. We were just saying some shit like that where it could probably be the Nintendo one, the two Nintendo ones that never came out for next gen. Right. You know what I'm saying? We'll just have to see and wait.
I got a new theory because along with the countdown, there was like different letterings in the background that they revealed. Now, check this out. The letters were E3, of course, you know, PR5, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking, and I just came up with this shit right now, seeing how they show Raiden, you know what I mean? Maybe, okay, E3 is going to be obvious. They're going to reveal it at E3.
Yeah.
PR could be Project Raiden.
Yeah.
And 5, it could be just a spinoff of his story, because I remember you telling me that he played a real important part in part 5.
Part 4.
So it could just be the spinoff, or maybe it's true what you've been saying all along, that they are going to branch Raiden into his own series.
And they have to. After look, what Kojima has said before part 4 even came out, when he said, after you're done with this game, you're going to love Raiden.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he wasn't lying. They just made Raiden, like, at times bigger than Snake. And that's a bold, bold comment. But I'm going off and I'm saying it. There was times that he made Snake just look like shit. Because this dude, Raiden, was just putting in work, man.
And looking at the trailers alone, he looked to kick ass. It wasn't that pussy Raiden that we knew.
Yeah.
From the old school days.
Yeah. So basically, if that's the joint right there, then Raiden, he's gonna have a big fucking he's gonna have a big fucking boat on his hand, because I don't know if you haven't played Metal Gear Solid yet, but this Metal Gear. This Metal Gear will be crazy.
Yeah, it will. It definitely will. And honestly, like I said, I'm really going to get into this new Metal Gear.
Please do.
So Metal Gear 4 this week. I'm just wrapping things up with that Wolverine game. Unfortunately, I'm still playing it. I don't know why, but But that would take me another hour or whatever. But I would definitely start on that Metal Gear 4.
He said an hour.
Nah, I mean, you know, it's just I only got one stage left. So, I believe in completing the game no matter how much it sucks. I like completing the games. But after that, I'm definitely going to get started on Metal Gear 4, man. I ain't got no school this year. This summer.
Because of this year.
This summer and all that. So, wait a minute. I forgot to tell people about this. But I will give a review of SingStar for next week, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
$20, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, you giving that deal of the week, too?
Yeah, that was actually expired. It was only more day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Deal, so. Yeah. But, this one, I really hope it has something to do with writing, though.
Yeah.
It just looks like as you can see in the picture, they actually have the writing, the new one that we've seen, not the old one.
But I forgot, I was talking to somebody. I don't remember neither. But I think it was with you. I think you read an article where they were saying no, it wasn't with you. It was with somebody else. That basically, they were saying that the fight scene that you've seen with Raiden, that they want to bring that to life. That, you know what I'm saying? If they do make a game with Raiden, it's going to be built off that engine that they have for the PS3.
Wow.
And that fight scene you seen, they want to make that reality where you can make your fight scene just like that. And that's I could see it happening because, like I said, for those people who played Part 4, you already know there was a big fight scene with Snake and somebody else. I'm not going to say a name because I don't want to spoil it. But, like I was saying, that fight scene was bananas. So if they pulled off a fight scene like that, they could definitely pull off a fight scene with Raiden the way he was fighting with his sword and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And if they do bring out Raiden with that whole shit that he's on, because they could start his story off on how he turned into, you know what I'm saying? The way he is right now. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, for those of you who haven't played this Metal Gear, you're crazy, and it's just making me want to dust off my copy and throw it in tonight, because there's more talk about Metal Gear, and I want to be updated with it. So for those of you who have it, dust it off, play it again, because it's worth it.
In my case, just rip off the package.
Dude, at least tonight, play an hour worth. And you're going to see what I'm telling you.
Metal Gear is not a disappointing game. I was just disappointed Part 2, but like I had to just stop bitching about it and just actually play it again.
Yeah.
But it was so confusing about Part 3 and Part 1.
Best game ever.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have that, and people out there don't have that in the top 10, or let alone the top 5, they must be smoking crack. It is, yeah. Especially for me, Part 1. I mean, Part 1 was like an all-around game. It was like one of the best. Oh, yeah.
Part 3 just took it to another level. And then
Part 3 is so much good shit to say about Part 3. The fact that you can eat the, basically, animals and set up the traps. And
basically,
the camouflage.
Healing yourself was you going out to the wilderness and basically surviving off the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that was just another level of playing a game. Because remember how it goes for Mario's energy packages and all this shit. Mm-hmm. For Metal Gear, it was actually like, you know what I'm saying, some camping shit where you have to sit here and fix yourself up if you cut yourself open. And it just changed the whole way you play games. Because let's say with Halo, you get shot. There's no blood dribbling behind you, showing you where you know what I'm saying, where your enemy is at.
With
Metal Gear, if you get shot, you actually see the blood dripping, and the enemies will look at that like, whoa, there's blood spots. You know what I'm saying? So it just took it to another level with Metal Gear. So, man, this is going to be crazy. Like I said, if this is a new Metal Gear, which is looking like it, because they wouldn't hint and put a Metal Gear photo and it not be Metal Gear, it would be stupid, but the way it's looking like right now, it is Metal Gear. We just don't know what type of Metal Gear.
Mm. We stay, hopefully. Well, by next week, we already know what it is, man.
Yeah, man. 5 more days.
Oh, man.
Definitely Drama Center, pop that shit and just see that introduction part. Just the load of screen alone is going to bug you out. Like, what? They pulled that off? Look at the load of screen. You're going to bug out with the load of screen. They show Snake smoking a cigarette, and the shit looks so official. You're going to bug out like, damn, they really took the time out to do this shit? It's crazy. Believe me. Pop that shit in. Pop that shit in, man.
Definitely going to try that.
That game right there, if I could give it a 20 out of 20, I'd do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, when they gave Grand Theft Auto a 10, you know what I'm saying, a 10 out of 10, nah, this game right here deserved a 10 out of 10. Even if it didn't have online, this Metal Gear shit right here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yes, I definitely got it. I'm definitely going to fire that bad boy up.
Yeah, definitely got turned up. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Even Hood Kid played throughout that whole shit, man. He loved it, that yeah. shit. And this nigga's a Microsoft head. I mean, check that shit out, man.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think that's about it for topic of the week. Tune in next week for the next episode where we talk about nothing but nothing. Yeah.
Once again.
Yeah, hell yeah. But yeah, I think this is it. This is the closing of the show. You know what I mean? It was good. It was good. And like I said, next week is E3. We will be covering that like white on rice. And you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy, right, Drama Center?
Oh, man, I just can't wait. It's just like Disneyland, man. It's like going to Disney World for us. It's just like it's incredible. And every year for since we was young, we've just been anticipating for it.
Man, nuts.
And ever since we got our own, you know, our own computers and all that, it just became so much easier to access a lot of information. And actually see it. So we actually anticipate this a lot more, so... Even after last year, lackluster, because it wasn't really all that. But
yeah.
This E3, yeah, and this is definitely going to be it.
It's going to be the shit, man.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be it.
Breaking news. Guitar Hero 5 date for September.
Wow. This September That's coming crazy. Up?
This September coming up.
Wow.
I don't know what you guys think about that. It's just too soon to have another Guitar Hero come out.
They just came out with World Tour, though. That's the shit. They're coming out with them too fast.
Remember, they came out with World Tour and
Metallica.
Metallica. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, they got Pearl Jam coming out soon, too.
That's crazy.
And they got the greatest hits.
They're focusing too much on outdoing Rock Band, and they're releasing shit way too early.
But they actually, you know, the crazy thing about it is that they're actually outblowing Rock Band in the sales. But I honestly believe that the Rock Band got more, you know, DLC, like more songs available than Guitar Hero.
That's most definitely. It definitely has more DLC. But I think the gameplay is 10 times better than Rock Band.
Yeah.
And I think the Warzone gamer could agree on that. The gameplay is a million times better than Rock Band.
Yeah, I love Guitar Hero. I don't know.
It's
I think
more challenging.
Truthfully, and I just believe... You know what I'm saying? If you believe, you know what I'm saying? If you go on my side with this one, I think the instruments are a lot more better too.
Mhm.
The instruments, I believe, are a lot more better.
I mean, there's games for everybody, man. There's games that just play. There's people that just play the games just to listen to the music because there's good music on Rock Band. But then there's also games where there's people that's looking for a challenge, and not just to sit there and play a song that's mad easy, but it's a house song instead of playing the whole song on Rock Band.
Yeah.
Where it sounds challenging and you have to play it. You have to play every note. It makes it challenging also.
Yeah.
Definitely. Most definitely. And I say, of course, you know, I always agreed on that. Guitar Hero always had the highest difficulty level when it came down to the instruments. Because playing certain songs are normal in Rock Band... It's like very easy on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
So it's just
but
like,
to tell you the truth, with this Guitar Hero World Tour, they actually toned it down a bit. To be honest with you, they actually toned it down a bit, because I tell you, when I was playing Everlong on Expert, I played through the whole song. You know what I'm saying? And this is coming from a Guitar Hero game. There's no way in hell before I would have played the Expert song. And I would have mastered that. You know what I'm saying? I would have finished the whole track. Mm. And I actually did, so. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's what it is. I think Rock Band was more like family-oriented, more easier for, like, you know, casual gamers.
Yeah.
And stuff. And, you know, in our case, you know, it has a lot of songs that we listen to, like, you know, with the Stains and the Sun 41s and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero, you know, they have a wide, like, old school, like, they have Kiss. You know, guitar, real guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Guitar jams. But with this one, yeah, I think it is too soon, and the features they're adding into it, they could have just
updated the new one, right?
Yeah. And just updated because, you
know. Better for me, because I was going to buy a Guitar Hero World Tour again. There may be just down the price on the World Tour.
True. You know what I'm saying? Could be that too.
So it's fine with me. Like, I ain't gonna update my instruments because they come out with part five. That's gonna come out with probably with another extra drum set.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? But yeah, let's close this out the right way. Like I was saying before, E3 next week, starting Monday. So Microsoft is kicking off Monday, Nintendo, Sony Tuesday, and from there on it'll just be companies saying whatever they have to say on what games they're gonna release, and we will be keeping you updated on the site and with the podcasts for the first 2 days. So for Monday we're gonna have a podcast for speaking on what Microsoft announced for E3 whatever, and then Tuesday we're gonna do Nintendo's. I think Nintendo's coming up first in the morning, and then the afternoon is Sony. I don't really have the times out right now, but I know when I do get the time, I'll put it up on the site. But basically, yeah, right after that, we'll just do a podcast, speak on whatever went down during the day, and just basically give you that good old news. And like I said, see y'all next week. Go to WarzoneGamer.com for your latest and greatest news. Hit us up on MySpace. Add us on MySpace. That's Warzone, MySpace/WarzoneGamer. YouTube/WarzoneGamerTV. Twitter/WarzoneGamer. JustinTV. If you want to watch basically the marathon of the best E3s that passed since 2005 and so on, go on there. That's JustinTV/WarzoneGamer. What else we got here?
Got everything, mostly.
That's about it, right?
Game Attacks. Yeah. Game Attacks.
Yeah, the Game Attack is Cameron. For the PSN, it's Cameron regular. And then for the 360, it's Cameron 212. And if you do add me and I don't accept you, it's because I'm not on, because I hardly be on my consoles right now. Everything's been a little rocky for me lately. You know what I'm saying? Me updating the site. I haven't really had time to play games, so it's hard to be a one-man army. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, check that out. But I'm going to toss it over to Spooky and Drama Center so they can hit you off with the gaming tags, and we're going to close out the show from there.
Yeah, Drama Center, your list is longer than mine.
I just started off fresh with the Mario Kart. I haven't been on for the last few weeks due to, you know, finals.
Yeah.
School. But I plan to be on within the next week, and I'm going to set the any open challenges. Number is 2492 4526 6094. Xbox code is DramSetta929, and my PSN account is DramaSetta929.
All right.
Spooky. All right, and my Xbox Live account is Spooky420, SPOOKI3, /420. Xbox Live.
Yeah. There you go. That's the episode 12. If we didn't tell you in the beginning, this is episode 12. See you next week. We confirm. Yes. Ghost.
Yeah. E3, baby.
E3. Yeah. Oh, man. This is all right, yeah, if you want that feeling, me, you would never let another nigga stop me. Making money ain't shit to me. This is in my brains and it gets to my heart. So I am, I will, I got to know. You got another way to live. I got to know. I am getting it in into the end. I gotta go. I go the hardest, flow so retarded. Disgusted with myself, I mean, where do I start? First I spin around and vomit, then I shit upon it. Fuck the beat up so bad, won't nobody get up on it. I flow sick, nigga, how sick, seasick, got your hand out, don't look at me, bitch. You